The Czech government is considering supplying arms to Kurdish forces in northern Iraq to assist their struggle against the jihadist group Islamic State, Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek has said. The move is now being discussed by several Czech ministers, along with plans to increase the country's humanitarian aid to the region. Jan Richter has the story.
Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek announced plans to send weapons to the Kurdish forces in Iraq at the end of his appearance on public broadcaster Czech TV on Friday night. When asked whether the Czech government would increase its shipments of humanitarian aid, Mr. Zaorálek said other forms of assistance for the Kurdish authorities was also being considered. These include arms for the Kurdish Peshmerga forces faced with brutal onslaught by the jihadist Islamic State, which got hold of modern weaponry following their capture of the city of Mosul in June. The Islamist militants have since seized a number of cities in northwest Iraq. They are threatening the Kurdish capital Erbil and have been accused of murdering hundreds of Yazidis, members of an ancient Iraqi minority. The United States on Friday launched airstrikes to slow down the Islamists' advance and has also begun providing weapons to Kurdish forces, the AP news agency reported on Monday, quoting senior U.S. officials. The Czech Foreign Ministry has released no further details of its plans, such as the extent of possible arms shipments or their time frame. David Froese is a spokesman for the Foreign Ministry.
We are now exploring the ways of how the Czech Republic could be of help in this respect. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is currently discussing the possible avenues we could take in this respect with the Ministry of Defense. So that's where the situation is at this very moment. So I would not go into any further details on this, only just mentioning that the discussions are ongoing at this moment.
In July, the Czech Foreign Ministry released 3 million crowns, or some $145,000, in humanitarian aid to Iraqi civilians forced out of their homes by the fighting. But plans for direct arms shipments to the Kurdish forces have surprised many, including the head of the Czech-based Kurdish Civic Association, Rashid Khalil.
I hope the plans will eventually materialize. In recent years, the Czech foreign policy has been rather restrained, even in the case of Syria. So I'm surprised because it is quite a daring move, but the situation on the ground is extremely serious and is bordering on genocide.
Rashid Khalil, a Kurd from Syria who settled in the Czech Republic some 25 years ago, says his group is also planning to send humanitarian aid to Iraqi Kurdistan with the help of the Czech authorities.